presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, everyone. Glad to see you and so grateful to have Michelle Gray as our host, thehealingh-art.com. And we're going to talk about, well, behind the scenes with Channeling Eric from Michelle's perspective. Abby was supposed to be on, but my condolences because she lost two friends today or quite recently. So she couldn't make it. And so everybody send prayers and healing energy to her, please. Okay?
Yeah.
And hi, Eric. I love you.
Eric's like, hi, Mama. I love you. We want to know, I want to know, how's your tooth doing?
That's fine. I was trying to, negotiate on the, $28,000 work to correct my collapsed bite. Apparently, it's called the granny grin. Okay, whatever. I'm getting old. I can't be young forever. So I'm not sure if I want to spend that kind of money because that's too much to me. It's awful. You can go to Guatemala and Nuevo Progreso or whatever, get it done for like $4,000. But, I don't have time to take. Anyway, interesting thing happened today, and Eric knows about it. So, I did some work on myself with the scalar energy, which is very hard because I'm in the scalar energy field. I'm not apart from it, And I was reading the intent script in the scalar field, and all of a sudden, I knew I had to go to the bathroom so bad. I ran my legs off, and I swear to God, TMI, I know, but I didn't make it. That toilet looked like a crime scene. I needed to go so bad, you couldn't shove a two-penny nail up my butthole with a sledgehammer. I tried really hard. Anyway, so the reason I'm saying this is that I found out from Eric that usually 8 days after port work, if he decides to do like a chemical and heavy metal and whatever, full body detox, getting rid of pathogens and all that stuff, it happens. You get a blowout. God, it was not good. I took two baths today. So anyway, I'm a doctor, so I don't, it's TMI for you guys, but I'm used to this stuff.
Whatever.
So anyway,
we all do it.
Oh, my God. It was just so awful. Anyway, the guy fixing the aquarium was there. And I came in for a break, and Maria says, the toilet is stopped up. And I said, oh, shit. God. But no. It was Ben, the aquarium guy. He dropped a little cap or something in the other toilet, and it locked up. So we had to get a plumber for that. God.
Oh my God. Well, I gotta tell you, I had something happen to me last night, and Eric actually helped me because he broke my fall. But I will just tell you, woke up at, I'm an early rise, I stay up around 4:30 in the morning, but I woke up at 3 and I had to go to the washroom. So I'm stumbling around in the dark, headed down the hall, go to the washroom. I come back in and I was just going around my end of the bed, going around the corner. I lost my balance. Kid you not, I went airborne, nothing to break my fall, and went headfirst into the corner of our dresser. It was the most horrendous. It could have been so much worse. And I swear somebody had pulled me up a little bit. I asked him, did I have help there? Because, I could have not figured out how hard that I fell. And he says I did, that I had help. But you have to bear with me because I am, I feel like I'm beaten up today. It's just terrible. But anyway, that's my story.
Oh, mine is so much worse than yours. I mean, yes. Well, you probably, oh my God. But yours could have been worse. Nobody dies from a blowout.
No. And luckily,
is that true? I mean, so he says that it very commonly happens, and he seems to want to do free detox on people, and it takes longer, but I don't care as long as it works. without my knowledge. And then, so I want to tell everybody that that could be a problem. So 8 days after you get your stuff done, please wear diapers. I'm kidding.
Well, that is one of the most common ways that the body flushes. He says the most comes out. He says the other ways, I mean, he says urine is not as much comes in that way, or he says slightly different. He says the other way that we'll release will be through our skin. So we might have like rashes and that sort of thing to have it come out in that way. But he says the most powerful, and he's emphasizing powerful. That's exactly right. And he's also saying 8 days. He's putting importance on eight, and he's turning the eight and saying the infinity symbol, because he's like saying that that's like a infinite, like connecting to infinity. He's saying
infinite diarrhea. No.
So I'm like, why is the eight? But he's saying it as it's the number. It has something to do with the vibration of the number as to why it occurs in 8 days. But he says he's literally saying the unloading of detox. That is the most powerful way. And he says our human body, that's the way we normally go when we're releasing a lot of toxins. That's how, and he says, think about it. He goes, when you're eating food that you don't agree with, he goes, it generally comes out through your back end.
Right.
He goes, because it's just the easiest way for the body to flush. It's waste.
Makes sense.
So, yeah. So he says, that's what it is. But he says, and it's actually quite common. He said that a lot more people are going to be noticing this too, because he says that this year, he's saying it's like there's a lot more releasing that's going to take place in talking about it intensifying. So he says, you know, look out for it. And he goes, and know that it's not a big deal. He's like,
it's not a big deal,
guys.
It means something's working.
Yeah,
but he also said that, you know, there's a lot of people that have trapped emotions. And, you know, the Eric told me today that those cannot be released all at once, because, you know, it would be too overwhelming for people, the moodiness, the emotional roller coaster. So usually, he told me today, because I asked, that it takes around 5 weeks, 5-6 weeks to totally release all the emotions. And then, of course, you have more that gets trapped in over time. So, you know, that hence the tune-up might be necessary every 6 to 8 to 12 months. So is it, can you verify that, Michelle?
Yep, he says that's correct. That's right. He's the whole way. He's like, yep, that's it.
All right, awesome. So sometimes it takes 5 to 6 weeks for people who have a lot of trapped emotions to see real big, huge success. All right, so. Yeah. What do you want to talk about, Eric? About the behind the scenes?
Well,
we talked about the behind the scenes of my behind and my bathroom. I still have yellow crime scene tape blocking the door. Okay, isn't that bad? God.
You just gave me an image. He's like behind the scenes with Alisa and Eric Medu.
Oh, God.
Literally, behind the scenes. Oh, Eric, we got to get through this without making me laugh.
Nah, you guys are never going to see me the same now. I've ruined it, man. I've totally ruined it. You guys hate me now. But it's okay. I'm sorry for the graphic.
No, Mom, they love you. They love
you. Oh, my God.
They love you. No, I'll tell you how this topic came up with Eric. Actually, it came up more than once. Erica, my best friend and I, and she also channels Eric too, and one day she was talking to me, and she said, she goes, you know, she says, I'm getting that Eric is talking about, you know, talking about being a medium and stuff, and he's just saying that would be a good topic. And I said, that would be a good topic. And this was a while ago. And then Abby, as we were saying, Abby was going to be on the show with us tonight, And of course, sadly, she lost two friends yesterday, and so it was just too tough for her to be here tonight. But Eric says, no, keep, like, still talk about this. He goes, talk about this, because he says, there's a lot of people that need to hear certain things that we're going to talk about tonight. And part of the reason why it came up is Abby said to me, because I had said to Abby, you and Eric talk about what you'd like to talk about tonight, and we'll do that for the show. And Abby came up with the exact same thing. And she said, this is what Eric wants to talk about. And part of it, too, was that Abby had just done a channeling not that long ago, and she was saying that sometimes she gets the giggles when she channels.
Yeah.
So, and she says it happens all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, and sometimes it can happen when it's kind of inappropriate. Like, we were talking about something serious, and then it just, you start to get the giggles. And Eric can be funny, like, say things that are kind of funny, and it can be a little bit distracting at times. But what she had said was, and I'll say this on her behalf before I say it from my perspective, that something that Abby does when she comes on to channel is she works with Eric to get her vibration lifted. And that's just a side effect for her. That's just, and we all have certain things. Like, I'm sure everybody's noticed, my eyes shut down when I start to channel. It's just something that is part of how I work. I'm a conscious channel, and I go into a zone, and I see a lot. I'm very visual, so I see. And that's just how I channel. And we all have our things.
Does that help you when you close your eyes to instead see through your third eye? Is that part of it?
Yes. Yes. Because I get a lot of, and it depends. Like, there are times where it's not coming in that way. So I don't really, it just doesn't happen. It's not something I think about. It just happens. It's like we start to get into a zone. And what Eric told me that it is that, so when we talk about trans-channeling, and when somebody trans-channels, there's different ways that they either step into the corner of their body or out behind their body, and the soul or the spirit engages and steps in, and then a person may or may not remember what that channeling part is. Well, for me, I do conscious channeling, which means that the soul blends with me. So when I do that, Eric is blended with me. It's almost like I can feel him engage. My lips go numb. Sometimes I get like a tickly feeling across my nose and the side of my face. So there's certain things that my body does where I can feel them engage. And it's like Eric engages with the spirit that we're bringing through. And it's very different when Eric does it. Like when I'm doing a channeling Eric video and I'm doing it with Eric and you, Elisa, it's different than when I'm doing one, say, with a client. And Eric will still engage with me, but it's not the same. There's a certain intensity that I find, and I've mentioned this before, that I find for myself personally that I feel with Eric when I channel with you, and that Eric says right now that it's like a battery. It's the connection between, he says, my mom and Eric. And then I'm in between that connection, he says. So I'm like jumping in on that bond between the two of you, that soul bond the two of you have. So it makes it really intense. And that's something that I think a lot of us that channel Eric with you can say. But so what Eric was just saying is that, you know, we all have these different things that we do. And I can really only speak tonight from my perspective and just kind of what Eric says too.
Right.
But, you know, we all just have our own little different things that we do. And he wanted to kind of talk a little bit about, you know, the process of how we bring, because we get a lot of questions about, you know, how do you get the interviews? Like, how do spirits come to you, or how do you get the topics?
And,
you know, and Elisa, you know, like we have sometimes a list of topics that they'll come from YouTube or the blog members or Eric.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Like it comes in different directions. But something that is really important for people to understand is that you know, there's sometimes a comment that flies around that says, you know, this spirit or this soul passed away only a month ago or a month and a half ago, and it's too early. And that
but there's no time. There's no time. Yeah. So
that's right. That's right. Yeah. And no spirit will come if they don't want to. And I will tell you that with all certainty that most spirits want to come and they want to talk and share and express themselves and talk about their life. And the way that it happens is it's beautiful in my, the way I feel. I think it's quite beautiful how it happens because Eric will connect with these spirits and the whole process, no matter which one of us it is that's channeling a subject matter or channeling a spirit, there is this synchronistic event that takes place that brings the medium and that topic or spirit together, the binder. He's the one that brings it all together. And for me, again, I can only speak for myself, but for me, it's usually something that I feel or have some sort of communication with in days before. And I have a lot of fun with that because there'll be something that takes place to synchronistically put it all together, which I think just makes it special because you know that they're working behind the scenes to make it happen. And it's never forced. It's always very much in love and integrity. And, you know, Eric has said before, like, you know, people are going to think what people want to think about it. But I think it's important that everybody knows that there really is this whole kind of synchronistic process that goes to it. And it's really quite amazing, you know, how it all works together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've shared things like that before, too, with us. So I can't remember exactly. But yeah, you've shared certain synchronicities right prior to interviews or topics.
Right. And it's I think the first one that I experienced that was really powerful was with when we channeled Shanann Watts. And I had dreams with her, and I had several dreams with her, and she was giving me symbols in the dreams, and she told me that she was going to come and speak with Eric, and the very next day you contacted me and said, would you like to channel Shanann Watts today? And I was like, oh my God, yes, because I knew it was right, you know? So when those things happen, they're just so powerful and so special. And it's hard because when you're on the other side of the screen and you're watching, it's those things aren't coming through. You know, those things aren't being shared, but they're taking place. And for those of us that are involved behind the scenes and putting it all together, that's all part of our experience and part of our learning and our soul journey and everything too. So I think it's really important to share that stuff. But, you know, Eric has talked a little bit tonight because before, you know, we didn't have Abby on here to talk to. And so I asked him some questions and, you know, just said to him, like, I'll say a little bit what channeling Eric has brought me, but Eric also talked about what he is dealing with us as and so I even asked him to describe some of the things with me, which is funny because I asked him, I said, what do you think about channeling with me, Eric? And he says, oh, he's like a lot of grief.
Well, what?
He's kidding. He was making fun of me, saying I was difficult. So for me, and I've said this 1,000 times, but channeling Eric is something that has brought me absolutely the most growth in my life. It's been, I've worked through so much vulnerability and humility, acceptance. I found friendships, made the best friendships and connections.
Mm-hmm.
Eric pushes me out of my comfort zone. And
me too.
Something, Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and does all of those things, but he is always right behind me and hearing me. And I know you too, Elisa. And
yes.
he gives us those gentle little pushes, and he just kind of keeps pushing, like keep going. And, you know, I remember when I first started channeling with Eric, I had a dream, my grandmother, and she came to me and she said to me, clear as day, she sat down in front of me and she said, are you sure you want to do this?
Mm.
And I didn't know what she was talking about. And I remember sitting in it was the childhood home I grew up in, and she was sitting across from me. Are you sure you want to do this? Because she says that Eric, he'll really push your boundaries.
Wow.
Yeah, she was talking about him, and that was before I even talked to you for the first time, before I started channeling with him. And, you know, now I know that those boundaries being pushed, I mean, that's the best thing he's ever done for me, because those are boundaries that I don't think I would have pushed on my own had I not had him as my teacher.
He's been my teacher, too. I have learned so much from him. And this is a way better topic than diarrhea, I'm just going to tell you. But I want to tell you all that I did apologize to the toilet. So in case you guys are wondering if I'm cruel and lack of compassion, no. I have compassion for inanimate objects like toilets. Okay, go ahead. I had to have some comic relief.
So I asked him, I'm like, okay, so I said, Eric, what is the most important thing that you can share with us, like for, and he's speaking of the channeling Eric mediums, and he'll say a little something about mediums in general, but he says because all of us, I mean, no matter what, all of us are on a learning, you know, we're all on this learning curve, and he says that the most important thing that we are learning with side, like doing this in front of everybody and being on a platform like this is very humbling, and it is a lot of vulnerability because we're really putting ourselves out there in a way that you know, a lot of us have never done before. And so he says that one of the biggest things that we learn in doing this is surrender. He says we learn how to really surrender and let go. He says we also learn how to let go of instant validation and gratification, because a lot of times we're channeling topics and channeling spirits that we don't have. Like, I mean, Elisa, you're talking to us, but they're not souls that we don't have family members here saying, yeah, that's right. Or, you know, we're just laying it all out there. So, and that's a very vulnerable thing to do. And the thing is we all do this in different ways. And this is not a lot of people will say to me, do you hear Eric word for word? Or how can you get this and not get this? There are lots of mediums that do hear in like this conversation style. But for me, it's like imprinting and through the body. And it is like conversation because it's got a flow to it. But some things come out easier than others. And so there's not this idea of perfection to it with all subject matters and all things. So sometimes you have to listen a little more carefully. Sometimes you have to get them to repeat it again, you know, because it's just the way it is. So he says we also are learning about perfection. And it's like surrender and perfection, because there's this thing that we can all do, like putting ourselves on this idea of perfection, like trying to uphold a certain level of this is how I do things and trying to keep that up. And we can really get ourselves in a sticky mess if we feel like we've not done a good job or we've failed at something. And that's for all of
us. But sometimes things are a little tricky. I'll give you an example. Kim O'Neill, a family friend, we had a reading. This is before Eric died. I just thought, well, psychics can, you know, look through wormhole or whatever. So she told us that, we would be driving around in the countryside of Norway, which we would never do. Okay. So I thought, oh God, she is way off today. And then you would come upon an accident and you would help this little girl, and your family would be looking at you and like be totally amazed, like, oh my God, you're not the total dipshit mom, you're actually a doctor. And so it did happen. The little girl had a splenic rupture, and you know, I stabilized her until the ambulance came. And my husband looked at me when I got back in the car and said, do you remember what Kimmel and Neil said? So sometimes, you know, time to, you know, and, you know, it's amazing if you just trust that most psychic mediums, psychics and mediums or psychic mediums, you know, it's really so amazing, their gift, and they should be venerated, really, for what they do. I wish I could do it. So, you know.
Well, and Eric just said, Mom, he says the biggest can do it. It's trust.
Trust. Right.
And that really is, that really is the biggest thing, because it is a very vulnerable place. And he says it really is trust, because, I mean, for myself, and there are some people that, and Eric's just saying, and you can't compare yourself to anyone.
No.
We all have it differently. Do not compare yourself, because you do that, he says, you're putting a big old block on yourself. Don't compare yourself. But, you know, for some, they might, you know, have heard spirit or see spirit. And Eric has taught me that all ways that we receive spiritual information are equal. And we get it in our heads that a person that sees spirit like a human being, because and movies tend to make things like this is how it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is how it works, you know.
And
we get in our head, well, if I'm not seeing spirit standing here and they're not, like, making hand signals and moving, then it's not happening, and that's not true at all, you know.
Yeah.
And if somebody does have it that way, then they do. But, like, you know, a lot of us didn't really understand, like we know now, but didn't understand how it worked, because it took all of these different events and processes in our life to really come to the place of, okay, now I understand it, and starting to decode how it works. And so, you know, no ability is better than another, because Eric says the most important thing to remember is the quality of the information. It's the message. What's coming through. He says, who cares how it comes through?
Right.
It's about what it actually is.
Fear of failure is such a big problem for mediums, because they do think, well, I'm not having a conversation with a physical, kind of like a physical person. So that's what you're saying. What about Abby? Do you want to talk? Because she, can you be her voice, Eric and Michelle?
Abby as a medium? Abby has worked through, because he says that she's fast-tracked herself. She's worked through a lot of doubt in herself, and he says that she works very hard, and she listens to music, and she works very hard at raising her vibration before she gets on with a client, or before she gets on with Eric.
Yeah.
And he's just laughing, and he's saying that the giggling is like, it's like a tick. It's just something that's very natural that comes out in her. He also says that something that occurs to her too is that trying to uphold a certain level of, what's the right word for it, Eric? Well, for everybody, and he's just saying about care, because he says it's really she really takes things to heart. She's got a very, very good heart, and she's very empathic, and she really does her very best. He says that she puts her whole heart out when she does this work. She really and truly does. And he said that, and here's a prime example, because he's talking about care, and he says, things happen. He goes, mediums are people too, and things happen. And he's just talking about just how she feels in not being here tonight and in not being able to be there for I guess it's clients or people that she is supposed to meet due to something happening in her life. And he says, this is the other thing too. You know, you really have to understand that there's a fine line of the integrity and the self-care and being in service of any kind. Because he says that if you can't give to yourself, you're not able to give to somebody else, and you want to take care of yourself first. And he's just saying that is a message to her, actually, if you're listening, Abby, because he's saying you take care of that heart. You take care of that first before worrying about anything else. Yeah.
I'll let her know. All right, so look, we got a lot of topics coming up and people to interview. I've been watching this documentary called The Miseducation of America. So we're going to talk about the evolution of education in America. Another thing is we're going to talk about demystifying seven biblical plagues, okay? And we're going to talk about, we're going to interview Marc-André Duclair. You know, the alpinist? There's a documentary called The Alpinist.
I didn't, but I know who he is now. No.
Oh, my God. The Alpinist. It's on Netflix. Very much like Eric. Homeschooled. Socially awkward. Yeah. But he scaled bald-faced cliffs with nothing but his hands and feet most of the time. It's just like, it's crazy. He's very
incredible.
Special. We're gonna, that's going to come out. So go and see if you have Netflix, watch The Alpinist. We're also going to interview Sidney Poitier. I've been binging his shit. I mean, God. And of course, Meatloaf. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we're going to talk about crime and the defund the police and just the current state of crime in our country and elsewhere. And we're going to talk about color therapy. So we hit the range here. Eric, do you want to say anything else before we take callers?
And he's like, I love you guys. And he also says that there's a lot of up-and-coming mediums that are listening or will be listening to this. Because Eric says that we're going to have some new people pop in. He's saying like a guest spot every now and again. So there's some new people coming forward. And he just says, if you're getting a nudge by him, because he's nudging quite a few people to come in this direction. And some of you are thinking to yourself, oh, I don't really know if this is just, like, is he bringing me in this direction? Is it that I just want a channel or I don't know if I can do that?
Oh, he is. Trust that he is. Have faith.
That's right. And he loves to do it. Like, this is, Eric is awesome at this. He is a fantastic coach, a fantastic teacher. So he takes you under his wing. All you got to do is just ask. Ask and accept it. And he'll bring you right in. So if that's you that's listening to this and you're feeling this, then have faith. That's right. But other than that, Eric's just got his arms up in the air and he says, I'm ready to take colors.
All right. God, it seems like only yesterday that I homeschooled you and taught you about the quadratic equation, man. It seems like only yesterday, Eric, that you would call from the bathroom, finish, so I could go and wipe your butt. And look at you now. It's freaking incredible. I mean, you're teaching me and others so much, but along the lines of toilets, I really do miss wiping your butt, baby.
He says he misses it too.
All right. Well, we'll go on past that. And we got somebody from the 757 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello, Lisa. Good evening, Michelle. Good evening, Eric.
Hi.
I'm very thankful for you. I have like a general question to Eric. If he has any advice for me, whatever he thinks, you know, whatever I need to know right now, I would like to know. And also would like to know if I'm that person that you just talked about.
Yes,
what's
you are.
What's your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Andre. I'm calling from Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Good evening again.
Yes.
Virginia Beach. That's awesome. Eric says hi. He's got his arm around you, and he says, "I got you under my wing." And yes, he says, "Trothing." He says, "Yes." He's reaching out and speaking to you. He says that you're getting a lot of. He says, like insight, like little hints and little nudges about yourself, and so he says to trust it, and he also wants you to practice. He says, like, practice in real life because you're getting intuitive information and you're actually getting it around people and about things. And so he says, don't be afraid to speak it because when it's coming out to you, when you're getting those nudges, he says they're happening in the moments that they will be received. So he says, trust that. Trust
wow.
it.
Wow.
And just let it flow.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So Eric,
thank you. Beautiful.
He's quite gifted then, eh?
Eric says he absolutely is. He says he doesn't quite see it 100% himself, but he will. He will. He says he's
good.
On his way.
Good. All right, we got somebody from the 952 area code. Hi there. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sandy from Minnesota.
Hi, Sandy from Minnesota.
Hi, Sandy.
What's up?
I'm wondering if Eric can give me some advice on how to deal with my son.
What's your son's name, Sandy?
Matthew.
Matthew. The first thing that he's saying about Matthew is, like, he's searching for purpose. Is Matthew an adult?
Yes.
Because he says, like, he doesn't have purpose right now.
No.
He doesn't feel like he has purpose. Because he says that right now it's like his confidence and trust in himself. He says there's some fear of failure. He says to have some patience because there are changes that are taking place. Did you have scalar work done on him?
No.
Well, maybe the self-love, the boost of self-love would, that's what I got immediately. You know, the energy repair, protection, and enhancement for the entire household. But then, you know, sometimes that boosts self-love in and of itself. But if not, then you could do the boost in self-love. It's been amazing. It's just incredible how well that works. But again, very often if you do the initial thing, it's not necessary.
Sandy, he's got angelic assistance right now.
Mm.
And so he's got some assistance that's helping him because he's not meant to go off track, like meaning really in his contract to go down the trail that I think you're worried about him going down. And Eric says that he's got angelic assistance. He says, have some patience. You can do the scalar work with self-love. That will help. But he is having assistance right now. There's some blockages with him. Did he have some disconnection with his father?
His father died when he was 11.
Okay. Because there's some pain in there. And it's stored like, that's part of his purpose. It's like, part of finding his way and the angelic assistance is through his father.
And what is my role?
Great question.
Eric says support, but also to help him see the lighter side of things. To help him, Eric says that even though there's not focus right now for him, but to help him see the good. And he says, and that's for both of you.
Wow.
Okay. Can he if we should move or not? Should we stay where we are or should we move?
He says you are going to move. Not quite yet, though. But he says you'll know exactly when that time is right. It's almost like you'll be kind of squeezed out of that place.
Can they get by with, you know, just the energy repair, protection, and enhancement and not do the self-love? Will that imbue him with self-love so that they don't have to do two things? Okay, yeah. I just felt like this. All right, well, thank you. Go to Atlanta Theater. Let's help him, man. Let's help him. He deserves it. You know, there's a lot of trapped emotion, I bet, that we release with that. And a lot of old karma and ancestral DNA that's cut and stuff. So I don't want you to order it without reading the description box thoroughly. Okay? And then maybe even talk to Michelle about whether it would be worth it. Okay? So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know, our kids, I mean, they're everything. They're everything to me. Oh, God. When I retired after Eric died, one of my friends, a neurosurgeon, Teresa, she said, how could you quit? That's my identity. It's not mine. To me, I'm a mother first and a wife.
Yeah.
And then I need to be a doctor. But, oh, my God, it's amazing how we wrap ourselves up in these identities. All right, let's talk to somebody from the 925 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, my name's Kristen, and I'm calling from California.
Hey, Kristen from California. What's up?
Hi. Well, I talked to you before, but this is a little bit different. I was calling before about my son, who's doing pretty good now. But my mom passed away December 18th, and I was just wondering, especially for my dad, if we could get a message from her, if Eric has any.
What's your first name? And where did she
her
die?
Her name is Sue. She died, she died at home.
In what town?
In California. In Pleasanton.
Pleasanton. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And
what's
her name?
Her name
is Suzanne.
Suzanne. Okay. Did your mom have a sense of humor? Is she funny?
Well, she did towards the end.
Because she's coming through saying, I'm funny. I'm still funny. The very first thing I heard is, I'm still funny. Okay, hold on. Was it cancer that she had?
No. She fell.
Cancer. Might have had cancer. Also, you never know.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm getting is I'm getting spread across the body and through the bone. So I don't know if maybe she had some weakness in the bones. Or if I'm not sure where it is that she fell, but they're showing me when somebody has cancer, they show me like through the body, it's like the whole body lighting up, and that's how I feel it.
Yeah, we thought she had Alzheimer's, and then she fell on her head and had a massive bleed.
Oh.
But she might have had something else going on because she had periodic things.
Like what?
Well, just like stomach cramps really bad, and that would come and go, a lot of diarrhea.
Did they do an autopsy on her? Because that could be cancer undiagnosed. Eric, did she have cancer?
She did. He's saying that she did have cancer, and they're also pointing up to her head. There was something, did you say there was bleeding in the head?
Yes.
Like a brain, okay. Because right up on the right-hand side, up in the top quadrant, I'm getting like a brain bleed or something up there. Her message that's coming through is she's going directly to humor, but she's also saying that she's very happy. And she wants to let you guys know that she's very happy.
Okay.
You know,
what about
her
husband?
Her husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something validating.
She's talking about the lights, or the lights in his bedroom, or the lights in the room. Did she pass away in her bedroom, or in their room?
No.
Okay, she's showing lights beside the bed. I'm seeing a bed and lights there, and she's saying to pay attention to the lights because she'll flicker the lights for him.
Okay.
Give movement with the lights.
Any message for you, for her, the daughter?
She's showing me feet, and I don't know if you're run off your feet taking care of dad, or if you're doing things. She's talking about taking care of yourself and taking care of dad. Is dad not well?
He had half his foot amputated a few years ago.
Well, there's the feet. There's the feet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But she's just identifying with dad, but she's also talking about she's moving back and forth to you to dad, like either there's something going on right now or there's going to be something going on about taking care, because she keeps going back to you, taking care of yourself. Make sure you take care of yourself. She is most definitely around you. She's very, very happy. Her energy is very satisfied, like meaning she feels okay. She feels good. She wants you guys to know that she's okay. That she's good.
Okay.
There's also a cat there too. There's
a cat.
So she just wants to let you know that.
Oh, so sweet. She hated that cat.
Well, cat. Oh.
Yeah, well, they're together now.
Nice. Is there just one cat or two? I guess there would be just one, yeah.
She's showing me one right now. I'm seeing the one.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Good. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kristen.
Love you guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Love you too.
Michelle,
bye.
And Eric and Elisa.
No,
say bye.
No problem.
Thank you,
bye.
Darling. Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful. All right. 650 area code. 650 area code. What's up?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Huey, and I had a nudge to press 1. I feel Eric was pushing me for a message.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Most definitely, because he's right beside you. He says, like, grabbing your finger and putting it right, like, press it. Press it. You're going to get through.
Good job, Eric.
He's saying to you, he wants to let you know that, you know, whatever challenges, having any kind of challenges that are going on in your life and what you've been through, he says, those are giving you the very best opportunities to grow. He says, don't look at them as challenges. Don't look at things that are roadblocks or that seem like roadblocks. As things that are standing in your way, to look at them as things that are offering you an opportunity so that you can learn and grow. Because he's talking about you growing more into yourself. And you're questioning about your own abilities, about abilities with connecting to him, because he says that that's where things are headed with you.
What does he mean by that? Sorry.
With your ability
to watch it. Yes.
Like connecting with Eric.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like communicating with him. Yeah.
Okay. I think I've been questioning my sanity. A lot of, I need, I feel like I need to make a closure about a relationship, a family relationship, but mm-hmm. I can't seem to understand it, and I feel like, I don't know, there's something in me that makes me feel like I am bad, you know what I mean? And I'm questioning my own sanity.
Girl, nobody's
bad.
No, and that's saying what he's saying to you about, you know, things that happen that seem like roadblocks or things that happen that, you know, that might seem like they're blocks or things that are hurting. He says it doesn't necessarily mean that. He says there are opportunities to learn. He says, you know, and is this a family member? Is this
yes,
a sibling?
I guess. Yes, it is a sibling, and I'm trying to understand, like, what's the lesson here? Because it killed me. It, you know, nobody ever broke me to pieces and floored me before, and it was a very important relationship in my life. Do you know what I mean? So
I need
closure to be able to, like, go.
Michelle,
or I'm suicidal. Like, that's where I am.
Is this something, Michelle, that's going to take some more time, and maybe she can
have a session? It is. You're welcome to contact me, and if you want to talk about it a little deeper, but I'm going to tell you something just quickly. This, what Eric says, is this is a lesson in self-love for yourself, because sometimes those of us that hurt us the most and make us question ourselves and make us question our own choices is to be able to bring forward the lesson of acceptance of ourselves so that we can love ourselves first. And in doing that, it will help us understand things through that. What people do to you, even family members, it's not about you. And Eric says, this isn't about you. It's not about what you did. And he says, you're not bad. It's not about what you did.
I will tell you one thing that I recommend for you and for others listening. Please go to YouTube and type in The Little Soul and the Sun, S-U-N, by Neil Donald Walsh. But do The Little Soul and the Sun narration or narrated. I can't remember. Find that. It is a child's book. Explains so much about why people in our life hurt us, but for good, for good. I mean, it's so healing and amazing. I want you to watch that tonight, please, so you will understand your siblings fully, okay?
It'll help. Yeah, give me my website is going to be on here. After the show, you'll be able to see it on there. Please give me a message. I understand this scenario, and I'll be happy to help you.
Yeah, you don't need to be suffering, girl. You don't need to be suffering. We're going to put an end to that. Oh, okay. 501 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello?
Hi there. What's up?
Hello.
What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Donna, and I'm calling from Arkansas.
Donna, from where in Arkansas? Fort Smith, Little Rock, North Little Rock, where?
Conway, you know where Conway is?
Oh, yeah. What's up, girl?
Well, I was just wondering, does Eric or my higher self or anyone have a message for me? Or any instructions?
Well, he must be needing some rest right now. Eric says that it's time to take a little easy and get some rest right now. He's saying rest in the heart and rest in the mind. Can I just ask you, are you into service of some sort, or do you take care of other people?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because he's just saying that, you know, right now what's happening is you're giving and giving and you're not refueling yourself. And he says, and there's some clarity that's coming forward for you. So like an opportunity for change so that you can feel a little more energy and you're able to do more. And he says, but that really comes from being able to take care of yourself. It really comes okay. from being able to give yourself, like putting yourself on the schedule, like saying, I'm going to schedule some time for me to lay down for a nap. I'm going to for a massage. I'm going to take some time outside in nature. He says doing some simple things that it's connecting directly to you, because he says that you've got a very important position. And whether this is in your family, in your community, what you give to other people. And he says it's very important for you to take time for yourself.
Okay. All right. I've had some energetic work done from Miss Lisa. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else I need to do?
When did you have the super portal work, i.e. energy repair, protection and enhancement? Because
what,
we've added a bunch of stuff mid-October.
I had the booster about 2 months ago, I guess.
Was it October, was it before or after October 15th?
It was after October.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because Eric says no. He says that there's a shift in energy right now. So when he was talking about there being opportunity for you,
uh-huh.
an opportunity for growth, it often happens energetically. And so when he's giving advice on what you can do physically, is that will help that shift, because he says you don't need to do anything else for energy
Good.
Work right now.
Good.
So the best
All
thing
right.
you can do is, he says, sometimes it's what you need not to do or what you need to do for yourself to allow things to flow.
Go
because
with
there's
the flow.
Opportunity for growth. Yeah, go with, you got it, baby.
Wow, you got it, girl.
Yes.
All right, that's awesome.
Eric says he loves you too, Donna. He loves you.
Oh, love you, Donna. All right, we got one more. We can do 304, Erica. What's up? 304, Erica, what's up?
Hello, yes.
Hi, you got to make it quick. Okay. We're only got 90 seconds. Quick.
This is Gretchen from West Virginia.
Gretchen.
Back in November, try to make this quick. Back in November, you did a tune-up on me. The same
right.
day, before I was aware of it, I locked my keys in my apartment and was in a fender bender. What is up with that?
Yeah, what's going on?
What, the day it happened?
Yeah. The same day that the service was done. How weird is that?
Sometimes does it happen where the negative entities get batshit crazy and cause problems because they're upset that we're doing the work or what? What is it, Eric?
He says that it's energetic. He says energetic. So he says, sometimes he says, think of it this way. There's a lot of wires that are being crossed when your energy work, and I don't know what your timing was and how exactly, like the exact moment this was done, but he says mm-hmm. it's like timelines being shifted. It's like energy being shifted.
Uh-huh.
He's not saying that it's negative entities, but he says sometimes things happen. Sometimes things happen. He also says he wants you to look at what the circumstances were, because he says there was something that came from that. Even though you might not think that right now because you're thinking, okay, I lost my keys and I got in the fender bender and that's a negative thing. But he says there's actually a reason for that. And sometimes you look at it as this happened and it's a bad thing, but it actually happens to prevent something else.
Oh.
And is it because of the skater work? Or
no.
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 Okay.
No. No.
Well, good.
No, he says, and it's energy shifting. But the scalar work, he says, that was like not occurring at the exact same time. But he says that there was purpose to what happened. He said, if you go back and think, and he goes, and don't think you have to understand the exact things that took place, like
mm-hmm.
meaning I have to know exactly what the lesson was and what took place. But he says,
right.
look more at what took place afterwards.
Okay.
What took place in the days afterwards because of that? Because look at what may have come out of that. What did you learn out of that? Because there is a shift that took place right at that time. And he says, not all things that look bad are bad.
Okay. And sometimes, sometimes like Eric talked about earlier, like clearing trapped emotions and all that stuff takes a few weeks. So,
yeah.
All right, but I'm gonna close here. Thank you, Gretchen. Thank you, I know you are.
Thanks, Gretchen.
Thank you, and Michelle, thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
TheHealingH.com. Please, everybody, give a shout out and love and healing energy and prayers to Abby and also my client.
Yeah.
And also my client. Yeah, it needs help. It'll never be the same again. All right, I love you guys. Take care.
Love you. Love you, Mom.